知行英语 Listen and share 知行哈哈堂
Taking attendance 点名
On my first day of classes at my university, I took a front row seat in my literature course.The professor told us we would be responsible for reading 5 books, and that he would provide us with a list of authors from which we could choose. Then he ambled over to the lectern, took out his class book, and began. Baker, Black, Brooks, Carter, Cook. I was working feverishly to get down all the names, when I felt a tap on my shoulder.The student in back of me whispered, He's taking attendance.
大学的第一天，文学课我坐在了前排。教授告诉我们，这学期必须得读5本书。他提供我们可供选择的作者名单。随后，他缓步走上讲台，拿出课本，贝克、布莱克、布鲁斯、卡特、库克。为了写下所有的名字，我不得不疯狂地做着记录。这时有人轻轻地拍我肩膀，坐在我后面的学生悄悄告诉我，他在点名呢。
Tell you more.
来讲解一下相关的语言点。 Taking attendance. Attendance 意思是出席人数，短语的意思就引申成了点名。点名这个短语规范的说法是 roll call， 例如 The teacher made a roll call， 老师点了名。 A front row seat， 前排座位，相应的后排就是 back row。 Course， C-O-U-R-S-E， 课程。文中的 literature course 就是文学课。如果具体的课程放在了 course 后面，要用 in或者 on 来连接，例如 She took a course in philosophy， 她选读了一门哲学课程。 Be responsible for， 需负责任的，承担责任的。用这个短语的地方一般都是含有必须得做，不做不行的意思。 Amble， A-M-B-L-E， 轻松地走，从容漫步。例如 A young couple ambled along the path，一对年轻夫妇悠闲地走在小路上漫步。Feverishly, F-E-V-R-I-S-H-L-Y, 狂热的。Get down, 记录。Please get down what he says, 请把他的话记下来。Tap, T-A-P, 轻轻拍打。使用这个词一定要突出轻轻的这个意味。如果是重重的打，那就得用 hit， H-I-T。 今天的笑话就讲解到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。